The Maine Education Association brought teachers from across the state to Augusta to talk about what they say is a devastating education budget proposal by Governor Paula Page. As Mal Leary reports, Acting Education Commissioner Tom Desjardins was quick to fire back, saying support for Maine schools from the state is at record levels.
The MEA says the aid to local schools proposed by Governor LePage is flat-funded at a time when the cost of running schools from salaries to supplies continues to go up. Lois Kilby Chesley is president of the MEA.
The governor will say there aren't cuts to education, but when costs go up and the state money stays the same, it results in cuts to our classrooms.
At a news conference held at MEA's Augusta headquarters, several teachers said the budget will be felt in their own classrooms. Denise Simoneau is a middle school teacher in the Bangor school system.
Governor LePage's budget puts our students last. Direct state funding to local school districts like mine will remain at the 2013-14 levels through the 2016-17 school year. That kind of funding will have a direct impact, negative impact, on my students.
Acting Education Commissioner Tom Desjardins says enrollment across the state has dropped by more than 8,000 students since LePage took office, while appropriations to local schools has increased by $148 million since the last budget of his predecessor, Governor John Baldacci, in budget year 2011.
We are spending record amounts of money per student on our educational opportunities in Maine. So the budget is larger per pupil than it has ever been in the history of the state.
Jill Watson, a special education teacher at Marinacook Community High School in Reedfield, says she thinks LePage would rather cut taxes for the wealthy instead of properly funding schools.
The path for the economic success of this state runs straight through our public schools. It's time lawmakers in Augusta understand the importance of our public schools and choose to support students and education over tax cuts for the wealthy.
Desjardins says he and the governor recognize the importance of the schools to economic development. He says in budget year 2011, the per-pupil state funding was $4,619. In the governor's proposed budget, that amount will increase to $5,389 per pupil in budget year 2017, an increase of nearly 17%, even as the number of students attending Maine schools is projected to continue downward.
We are approaching a point in Maine where we're spending very, very close to $1 billion a year just in state treasury money on education.
Desjardins says part of the budget is aimed at helping school districts make changes that will provide them with ongoing savings to help meet the costs of local schools in future years, not just meet current bills.
$10 million of the governor's budget this year is to entice school districts to merge, if not as whole districts, then in their what we call back office functions, that maybe five or six districts can do their accounting together, their payroll together. And the state will give them the money to get that started.
Lois Kilby Chesley, the president of the MEA, says many of those efforts are already underway. She says in rural Maine, merging districts may not be practical and could hurt some students by putting them on buses for much longer times. Desjardins says Maine has to start facing the demographic realities of fewer students and limited resources. This battle's likely to be continued next month when public hearings are held on the governor's education proposals. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.